morning, Jake.
Mike, how you doing, man?
Fantastic, man. Can't wait to dive into today's episode of Total Disruption. I've been so psyched about it, I can't even stand myself. I've looked around and I've heard a lot this week about communication. And honestly, what happened with our TV platform this week really has sparked this conversation, and how the leadership team over there handled it perfectly. And I feel like this is a good idea to talk about. Is this communication and creating a sense of certainty and really understanding the power that a person has when they communicate. And I don't want to oversimplify it, and I don't want to overblow it either. But when you are in a position of authority and people need to hear from you about a problem or an update, just letting people know what's going on is massive. It's never too early, and it's always too late. So what I mean by that is this, right? I'll frame it up on an example so that I clarify for our audience here. So the streaming platform is getting an update. E360 TV was getting an update, and a mechanical problem happened. Literally, the physical servers that were hosted, some sort of problem with one of the boards or two of the boards or eight of the boards burnt up, literally, like something completely out of their control. So E360 is so cool. They figured the problem out. They were around the clock working on it. But what was going on was they were sending out these clear-cut emails, and multiple times, like in a week, like just really up-to-the-minute stuff, because you know, it just soothed everybody. Because I talked to a couple other show hosts, and they were freaking out about it. And I said, just calm down, you know, these guys are on it. And it really soothed the environment. So what I'm also getting at is, when you soothe an environment like that and you stay ahead in your communication, that starts to send a tripwire of certainty, right? And you create that certainty. And then other people start making decisions off that certainty versus, you know, if you're a one to many, like our group is, like you and me, we have a lot of people in our ecosystem. E360 TV, as awesome as E360 is, has a lot of people in its ecosystem. You know, you start sending out these ripple tripwires of certainty, and all of a sudden it's like this collective, all right, it's going to be fine. Now, I'd like to talk a little bit about the communication. But I'd also like to talk about the flip side, and in business, obviously in life, right? But mostly business, redundancies, and not all your eggs in one basket, so that you can feel okay if one of your communication legs drops out. So what are you getting out of all this when I'm talking about this? Like, what am I leaving out here for our audience?
Well, I think from a business owner perspective, you've got that side of it's simple, but it may not always be easy when I think about this one. Because when we get, and let's be honest, like let's own this as business owners. When something breaks, our first reaction, our instinct, fix the thing. It's broken, got to fix the thing. Versus, okay, the thing is broken. It's going to affect these 20 people, which is going to affect these 100 people, which is going to affect these 1,000 people. First thing I need to do is I need to let everybody know the thing is broken. We're working on it. Like that's not our reaction that's not our natural reaction is where you should say that. So this one takes planning. And this is where Mike's talking about redundancies. So this is one of those, like you got to set the cadence of communication up before the thing breaks. And that's a challenge, because you have to think in your business, all right, when a thing breaks, because something's going to break in your business. Let's get really clear on that. Stuff's going to break, whether it's technology, whether it's people, whether it's a machine, take your pick. Something is going to fail. It is going to happen, plain and simple. So just, you got to come up in the beginning and go, okay, when the thing fails, what's my plan? How am I going to do this so that my colleagues, my clients, my customers, their clients, you know, so that we get this cadence chain of communication all the way to the bottom, so that people can do their, you know, okay, it's going to be okay. I'm aware of what's going on. I don't need to panic. Because here's where we as human beings panic. The old saying of no news is good news, that's a lie. We don't deal with that well at all. I don't deal well with it at all. If I don't know what's going on, I am not doing okay. I got to know what's going on. And if I have to reach out, I'm pissed. Like if I've got to reach out to Mike, Mike's got something that's broken. If I had to reach out to Mike and go, hey man, I'm paying attention to this. Are you aware that this is broken? If Mike responds back and says, yeah, we've been working on this for a while. Whether he's in the best interest of him, right, there's the face. If whether that's in his best interest and he is trying really hard to get it done, my reaction as a human is like, what the freak show? Like, I should have been told about this in the beginning. So like, we got to think about this communication cadence from this human element. You know, stuff breaks in your business. And I agree. I mean, they did, our partners at E360 did a great job of, you know, almost instantaneously telling us, you know, it broke. The thing is broken. Here's what we're doing to try to fix it. We're going to continue to keep you updated. Now, here's the other trick with this one. They didn't promise, and this is really key, don't overpromise where you get the opportunity to underdeliver. Like they could have said, we're going to have this up and running by the end of today. But they didn't know that that was true. They said, we're working on it. We got a problem. We're executing as fast as we can. What we will do is keep you in the loop with daily updates. They can adhere to that expectation. They can come back and actually do that. Now, if you say you're going to give your clients daily updates, you dang sure better give them daily updates, because the minute you miss an update, you just overpromised, underdelivered. So that's my thought process and where this goes, Mike. What am I missing?
You're not missing anything. I want to expand on the redundancy component, right? So let's cover this up. Man, I've got like 14 things I could cover in about a span of a minute. So I've got to slow my mind down and bring this out to the directly. So let's use this example of what happened with our streaming platform, one of our streaming platforms, key point. They now are switching. So their redundancy is, okay, learned our lesson. We're going to cloud-based, right? This is in the weed for a lot of people. So with the cloud-based, you obviously don't have these same problems. You can just transfer from server to server real simple. I mean, even though it's a cloud, it's still in a server, right? It doesn't live in an actual cloud. Data is not stored in thin air. But it's more capable of just being shifted from box to box. That's one redundancy. Our redundancy strategy is, okay, well, we broadcast out on Facebook. We broadcast out on my Facebook, your Facebook, Total Disruptions Facebook. We broadcast out on Total Disruptions YouTube. Our show goes on. If it's Tuesday night at 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific, or 7:30 Eastern, 4 Pacific, and, you know, you don't get the old broom on E360 TV, well, guess what? It's still on. We're out there. So those redundancies in place alleviate any burden, because people that really want to follow our show know where we are. And then I'm going to cite another example. A friend of mine, I have one of my other businesses is in a location that's inside of a gym. And I rent space in this gym, which is awesome, but the owner doesn't communicate regularly via email, right? They kind of started to do something regularly on Facebook. So I had to figure it out through a friend of mine that saw a post, had to do with inclement weather. And I went to go meet with an associate of mine who works out of that office. And I wanted to have a one-on-one. I go into the building, on my way to the building, and my friend said, hey, by the way, the building's not open. It's 2-hour delay. I'm like, since when? I never got an email, right? The assumption that people are checking certain areas that you think they're checking, don't assume that. There's where a redundancy, so if you want $1 million hack, there's where a redundancy $1 million hack. I sound like a friend of ours who just overblows every statement. Let me back this up. If you want a $7 billion tip, I'm going to give you a $7 billion tip. So
And you're not wrong in that, though. You're not wrong in that, because think about these $7 billion businesses. Do they have a single line of communication for everybody? No, they're not using Microsoft Teams or just Google or just Monday, or they've got multiple spaces. Same message, and this to your point, they're going to send out an email, a text message, a WhatsApp group, a Facebook link. They're going to have redundancies, and that's what Mike's talking about. So the reality is it is a $7 billion tip, because I guarantee you Elon Musk didn't send a single text to a single guy that something broke at, you know, the Tesla plant. I guarantee that went out through multiple channels, same message, so everybody had the best opportunity to see it they could. Because if we do this as business owners, if we throw it out there under redundancy and somebody doesn't see it through multiple channels, that's not on us. We can't own that. We made every conceivable option and opportunity available for them to see it. Now we have to have a conversation with them. All right, why didn't we reach you? Even though you guys know I hate why questions, but like, what was the issue? You know, where, oh, I was off planet. That's why I didn't. Okay, well, that's different. You know, we right. got to figure out why they didn't see it. But for, to Mike's point, like, he didn't get, you know, there was a single channel of communication in a Facebook group.
And no,
and that's not enough, right?
It wasn't even a group, dude. It was a post. You know how you can like change the color in a page,
right?
It was a post, not even a page. It was a instead of, hey, you know, I'm thinking about baseball today. It's a, hey, the facility is open 2 hours late with that red background and white lettering. You know how you can do that on social media, on Facebook, right? You can change the color. Well, I'm thinking to myself, okay, probably should have a regular monthly newsletter that reaches out to people. Probably should have regular channels of communication. Often, you and I were having this conversation the other day. Let's talk about newsletters for a second. A newsletter is just that. It's a newsletter. With the level of AI happening, you could have three parts of the newsletter. What's new, what's old, and what's coming. And here's a tip. Four. Or what's new in the world here of the ecosystem I'm in? Here's a cool tip I learned this week, and here's something coming up. Buy from me, or do something, or don't buy from me. Bang, that newsletter goes out regularly. Same newsletter can go out across platforms, right? So as a matter of fact, you and I talked about implementing this. In the case and example of the location and facility, had it have been regular communication, it would have been very standout if it fell outside of the rhythm. Special announcement, you know? I'll give kudos. My kids' school, okay? When there's a delay, there's an SMS message, there's a email, there's a social media post. They're doing all they can. They're literally doing all they can to communicate that the school is not open or has an issue. That to me is so reassuring. I love the redundancy. It's never too much, because you don't know what platform somebody's looking at first to be able to touch them. So
let's plus one that one. So here's where I'll give us the kudos. Here's where we're doing it right. And we follow models. It's not that we invented this and this is like, ooh, this is proprietary. No, we're following models that work in this redundancy of communication. At this point, everybody knows we have a conference coming up this weekend on the 15th because we have run it out on emails. It's on our TV show. It's on every social media channel that we have, as well as we've been on other people's conferences and other events announcing that we're doing this thing. Multiple channels of communication, same message. February 15th, 10 to 3 Mountain Standard Time. Killer group of speakers. This is a level up virtual conference. Guess where you can find it? Everywhere. You can find it on Facebook. You can find it on LinkedIn. You can find it on our YouTube page. Like, go to Total Disruption, find it. And you can find it on our webpage too. Find all those links. So that's where we're doing it right, as well as Battleground. Like, we're there, man. We are filming the new season of Battleground right now. We're always taking new contestants, and we've been really clear and redundant in our communication. And everybody's like, well, that's different. It's marketing. No, it's not. because this is about taking care of our clients. This is about making sure our customers, our potential customers, people that follow us, our community are aware of everything that's going on. Marketing is not different. It is about, you know, if Mike is my client or my customer or my vendor or my partner, which all of those things are almost true, every one of those things, I owe it to Mike to make sure he knows what the handbasket is going on within TD all the time. Hence the, you know, we're sending out, like, I think we're sending out 4 or 5 emails a week of different subject matter. We're making those posts on social media every day through Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. And I want to say there's one more channel. We're on E360 TV, which syndicates out through Samsung, Fire, Roku, Tubi, Pluto, Apple. We're on the Los Angeles Tribune Podcast Network, syndicates out through Symbolcast, Apple, Samsung, Sirius XM. Like, same message, all the channels. Like, that's the game in this business. Don't stop at marketing. Keep going with it in communication. So I love that that's where that's headed. You got anything to pony up on that, Mike?
Yeah. Do you have the season 2 overlay if somebody's interested?
You know what? I have here's our website. I would love for you guys to go check out the website, and the application is on the website straight down there. www.total-disruption.com is our primary website. You can find everything about Battleground. You can find the links to go follow us. If you're not already following us on Facebook, bitch, by the way, go follow us on Facebook, go follow us on Instagram, go follow us on LinkedIn, follow us on YouTube, click subscribe, get the notifications so that you are in the know all the time. If you're not clicking subscribe so you get the notifications and then you say, well, I didn't know about the thing, I have a little bit of, we're going to have a conversation about that. Like, every possible channel out there to know what's going on, it's up to you to just reach out and do it. So yeah, check out total-disruption.com, fill out the application to be a contestant on Battleground, go to the guild, join the community, all the stuff and all the things, guys. Come and run faster, get the recognition, get the visibility, get your business moving, make exponential growth.
Well, thanks for that, Jake. I appreciate you putting that up there. And go to total-disruption.com, about the center of the website, learn about Battleground. It does a whole deep dive in there. So moving forward in our communications here, as we talk about redundancy communication and how important everything is, let's talk about the mental aspect of certainty real quick, or retap on it. I've been in several talks with people on the technical side of things, and for people to, when I say technical side of things, technical side of building websites and building and putting servers back together, certain people just want ownership. If you made a mistake, own it. Own it, build certainty, create that confidence, and come up with a solution. If you don't have a solution, own it. I'm working on a solution. I will get back to you. And that right there means, wow, okay, everyone makes mistakes. The confidence kicks in when you're making a mistake. In other words, it's great to have confidence every day, sales calls, all that stuff. But when the odds are going against you and you have confidence, that's even better, right? To build that certainty in uncertain times creates legendary, lasting communication, legendary, lasting comfort. Right. I mean, it really is. It's how to be in the battle and still say, well, march on, you know, D-Day, right? Running into the machine gun fire, kind of like, all right, it's
non-negotiable.
It's right. Non-negotiable. So, with that being said, right, with that certainty, there's something else I want to touch on that expands off of certainty, and it's reaching and stretching, right? If you're out of your depth and you're that kind of person where you're right in that delta of, uh-oh, I bit off more than I can chew, right? Where do I go? I think there's the time when you ask for a little bit of help, or you know when to bail out and you know when to then say, all right, I need some additional resources here. Let's talk about that for a second. So this is an unscripted show. So we're going on a vibe here. We've all been in the position of, I bit off more than I could chew. I told somebody I can do this. I've promised this. I may or may not have taken money for it. And now I can't deliver. What do I do? I can kind of deliver, but the learning curve is really steep. The time's really steep. My brain is flooding with panic. I don't know what to do. I'm not communicating with this person. We've all been there. All of us have been there. I don't let myself get there anymore, but we've all been there. I know the warning signs personally. What advice would you give somebody who's in that state of shutdown, like just avoidance and shutdown, where they maybe have bit off more than they can chew, or they're just mentally in a different space than when they were when they took on the project, and for no fault of their own, something spun them out sideways? I'll talk about my personal journey in that arena, but let's go with you, Jake. Let's talk about that. What does somebody do? Let's coach somebody right here.
There's a couple aspects of it. One is, if something breaks that's outside your control, you've got to ask for the grace. Like, you've got to communicate it. You got to ask for the grace. You know, I'll go back and I'll use E360 as the example. Stuff broke, like physical meltdown of a component, crashed and burned, and outside their control. They steered into it simply by saying, we understand this sucks. We understand it's an inconvenience. We get it. And we're doing what we can. You know, we apologize for it. It wasn't theirs to own in that moment, but they made the communication. They did the right thing. They could have gone a different way. And we've seen this all the time. And when you go the other way and you don't communicate, and all of a sudden you got a week of a bunch of people's shows aren't on air, it doesn't happen. What you just did is you just slit the throat of trust. Like, you just literally, like, and that was outside their realm of control. But if they would not have communicated, if they'd have made the decision to not do so, they would have harmed the trust factor. Now let's go to the other component of this, right? In that space, and we have all been here, right? You take on more than you can chew. We see this in the contracting world all the time. You see it all the time. You see it on all kinds of shows. You hear about it. You see it on Yelp. You see it on Angie's List. Dude shouldn't have taken my job. Had too many things. He said he would get it done by Friday. I didn't see him till Tuesday. Took him 3 weeks to do it. I heard of one. I've got a personal friend here near me that hired a contractor. Contractor took the money to build him a garage. In June, they just poured the concrete. We're talking 6 months later because he's overbooked. So how do we think the customer feels about that right now? Is the contractor going to get a good review? No. And where this came up in the beginning is the contract, is it in his purview of skill level? You bet. It's well within his scope that he could do it, but he did not communicate clearly when he would get to it. This is my schedule. This is how I'm going to do that. Now, sometimes you take on something and you get overwhelmed. We hit that space. And we touched on this in an earlier episode, is getting through the overwhelm. There's a spot that Mike said, you gotta ask for help. And here's the official word that gets us all in trouble: pride. That's the word that gets us in trouble right there, because it's the, you know, well, if I ask for help, and this is internal dialogue, guys, and it's all crap. It's all crap, plain and simple. We create this garbage in our head. You create this story of, well, that would be admitting that I'm wrong. Well, I don't want to admit that I was wrong by asking for help. And we start to just, and then we go downhill really quickly. The reality is, you do. When you screw it up, when you get it wrong, admit that you got it wrong. It's okay. It's accountability. Like, that piece maintains trust. To just hide it and try to like keep marching forward, you will erode trust, whether it's a partner, whether it's a, it doesn't matter who they are. If you're hiding from it, you will erode the trust. And it is, trust is easy initially to create. Easy initially to create. You know, there's a little bit of song and dance that goes around it as far as, you know, getting that trust. Like Michael and I, you know, we didn't know each other from Adam day one. So no trust could be built there. We have to build that relationship. We get there and it takes a little bit of work to get there. However, trust can be eroded. It can be detonated in a second by overpromising, underdeliver, not communicating expectations, and, you know, just not communicating. I mean, it's okay to reach out and say, dude, I need help. I need help. I need help doing this thing. Like, give yourself permission to do that with those mentors and role models around you. And I will go way back to where we were first talking about this. And this is surround yourself with people and like make it clear to them. When you get these new mentors and role models in that position, like I ask for help from Mike all the time. I ask him for, you know, do, and Mike asks the same of me. And we will still tell each other, you're like, hey man, I appreciate you doing all that work. Send me more of it. You don't need to be doing more of that. You know, I'm here to help you. We have to remind each other to do that all the time, which is great, right? Which is great. And that's the point of the mentors and the role models and the people around you. You've got to get permission. Hey, when I need help, can I call you? And they're going to be, yeah, man, I'm here for you. I'm absolutely here for you. You've got to reach out. You've got to ask for the help because, and you've got to be clear in the line of communication with whoever it is. If you took on something too much, put your hat in your hand, check your pride, check the ego. We've got a guy we know, and most everybody knows, Malcolm Jamal Warner, that has a sign above his office door. And I'm just going to say it, and I shouldn't be dropping the word, but it's F-bomb your ego is what the sign says. Yeah, above his door, F-bomb your ego. Amen, man. You, that 100%, like that's my favorite thing I've seen in a long time. I like, nobody saw me do it, but the first time I saw it, I'm like applauding the sign. Like it's the smartest thing ever, because that's the truth. Check that crap at the door. Like your ego is what will get you into trouble. Your pride is what will get you into trouble in that moment. You got it. You just have to suck it up and ask for the help. So I kind of did my normal off the rails. Where do you go with that, Mike?
We saw that, right? We see that. We got to get out of here in a minute. But we saw that, right? We see that all the time with this pride thing. I've been there myself. I don't have time to go into my story. But, you know, I've been there myself. I have two quick ego triggers, right? It's like I feel this fear, and as Jimmy Iovine said in the movie with him and Dr. Dre, it's called The Defiant Ones. You can either use fear as a headwind or fear as a tailwind. And I took that and I owned it, right? I said, Jimmy, you're the man. Highly recommend that documentary from a business professional standpoint. You want to talk about Jimmy Iovine? That guy was the guy behind everything, and as I look right through it as a tailwind, I immediately align and say, wow, what can I do to solve this problem? I don't look at it like, oh my God, I'm in over my head. I'm in over my head. Yeah. Reality check. All right. The very next second, how am I solving this problem and how can I capitalize on this problem?
And so let's help me solve the problem.
Right. You know, it starts in here and it starts in here. But let's pick this up next time. My name is Mike Liberci for Jake Clendenning. It's your turn to disrupt. We'll see you next time.
See you guys on the other side.